Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw for Virtual Vacation Events, and we're here today with Adam Stewart, who's the Executive Chairman of Sandals Resorts International. You may know Adam, you may know his late father, Butch Stewart, who was really a pioneer in luxury all-inclusives in the Caribbean. Now, first of all, how are you and where are you, Adam?
I'm great, man. I'm in good shape. I'm in Miami, Florida today, living on an airplane as normal between the islands and the marketplace. But I'm in great shape, James. Thanks so much. Great to see you.
And again, I would be remiss if I didn't express my sympathies on the death of your father, Gordon Butch Stewart, who really truly was an icon in the travel industry and really was a pioneer in luxury all-inclusives. And I hope you and your family are doing well.
I thank you, James. And I thank so many people in the industry, all the travel advisors and all those who we grew up with over the years have just had this outpouring love and affection to myself and our family, and it's deeply appreciated.
Well, he was much beloved in the industry and really was a pioneer, and as we talked about earlier, I've had the pleasure of interviewing him many times, as well as you, and really a great guy, and we're going to miss him no matter what. I'm sure you will too.
Absolutely. We're going to keep him at the center of everything we do. Is his spirit's going to be in the middle of all the innovation and what you're going to see coming on with our company. We'll talk a bit more about that today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So now you are the new executive chairman. Let's look back a bit about what your father and then you have accomplished in developing your resort collection. We're focused here on luxury travel. So there was a time when all-inclusive resorts weren't necessarily considered luxury, and you have helped to change that. How did you turn your resorts into luxury products? What was the process, and why did you go in that direction?
I think being honest, the all-inclusive sector still suffers from somewhat of a stigma, because just like any other segment of any industry, particularly the hospitality industry, there are different levels to it. There are different ways that people do it and execute the product. And it kind of is what it is, in the traditional strategic world, you have the Ritz-Carltons of the world and the Four Seasons. And as you're coming down the ladder, you go right down to sort of the courtyards and right. People have different applications. In our world, we saw, my dad, prior to myself being in the organization, he was always trying to, as a consummate salesman that he was, and having the customer at the center of everything we did, he was always trying to outperform his last project to continue to reinvest faster than the industry and use innovation. And that came through in so many ways, from being the first in the Caribbean to have colored televisions and hair dryers in the room. And then, of course, the whole swimmer pool bar, the first innovation that Sandals brought to the Caribbean. And then over the years, you started to see more and more investment coming into the region. You started seeing the larger Spanish hotels who, they do it their way in their segment. And we made up a decision, it was right around 2007, that we were going to create what then became what we called the luxury included experience.
Right.
And that was the better part of $5-6 million of investment at the time in existing properties, of just walking back into them and, putting in additional restaurants, driving ingredients and food quality to the next level. The Swim Up River Suite concept became a sort of a brand feature, tubs on the outside. We just put the customer at the center of everything and said, what can we do that's going to blow people away? A lot of paying attention to the luxury segment worldwide, what people have done in boutiques, and bringing it into our company. And, that's been a huge differentiator for us some almost 15 years later now.
Yeah, no, and of course, butlers and butler service, all kinds of things like that you instituted.
Correct.
To make them, and of course, much wonderful food, better dining, a lot of options. So, obviously that you've been a pioneer. You were a pioneer in the all-inclusive segment, period, and then now you've been a pioneer in making that a luxury all-inclusive, or as you said, luxury included. Just for in your view, when you go to a resort, what makes a luxury resort? What must it deliver to guests?
I think it's about the intimacy. It's about the connection. It's about the personalization. organization to the consumer. The consumer sits at the center, and a lot of people say it, and a lot of people do it in different ways. You know, you look at the resort world, and you look at the sort of the density and the mass that's been built into this segment known as all-inclusive, or the entertainment segment of travel. They tend to be very large. You know, some of them are operating casinos. Some of them are expansive with concrete. In our world, we took a very strategic policy decision that we really wanted to be in exotic locations. We love being in destinations that are stunningly beautiful, explored. Still a lot left to see in the country. Even if it's a Jamaica, you know, there are parts of Jamaica that are just still uncovered. Let alone something like a St. Vincent thing, which we're heading into. But it really is about that intimate one-on-one service, frictionless travel. We certainly love the idea of not having and implement all the time the idea of not having any kind of impediments. We don't do armbands on customers. We don't feel that that's in true luxury setting. We don't have any upcharge restaurants. We don't have incremental services. We're not nickel and diming. We're not limiting any kind of promotional or credit that we may apply to a customer. We're not limiting them to when you can use that. So we really consider ourselves the purest pure play from a consumer point of view. You know exactly what you're going to get. You get more than what you're going to pay for in terms of value and exceeding expectations. That was always my dad's mantra. And we in Sandals, you know, we just see ourselves continuously competing against our last project to evolve the brand and take it to heights that, you know, I don't even know if we're aware, quite frankly, how far we can take it.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about that, where it's going to go, but and who knows? I mean, it's kind of like, you'll be part of that, obviously. But, you know, what you've done is that whenever you've opened a new property, it seems like it's even more luxurious. And then you go back and backwards and go to your existing resorts and kind of update them too. Has that been the
exactly right? It's a part of the strategy, and it's a part of why we're so proud as to the way we built this company by being so vertically integrated. I mean, the new resorts that we're building today, whether it be Curacao, which is going to open Q1 2022, or whether it be St. Vincent, that's going to be Q1 2023. The new, but Sandals Duns River. Remember, we had leased Sandals Duns River years ago, but now we've acquired the property. We acquired the property beside it. We're going to be doubling the size of the hotel. We bought the hotel for $30 million. We're spending $100 million transforming it, what we call sandalizing it, and that's that process, Jim. So it's the idea of taking an incredible asset, it's got this amazing beach, and sandalizing it. So the swim up tubs, the swim up pools, restaurants. This property is in the parish of St. Anne in Jamaica. It's got natural mineral water that runs through the property, taking that water, flowing it everywhere. Wellness is coming through in a way like never before. But our interior design team and our design team are a team of about 250 people that are permanently with us. Our head of interior design is 21 years with us. She's on fire. She's never, ever been more potent. And we dream. So we act as though, you know, money is not an issue for the concepting frame. We come up with these unbelievable ideas for whether it be gastronomic experiences or entertainment or room decor. We're focused on the fact that we're for two people in love in sandals and multi-generational for beaches. Right. So we know exactly who our target audience is. And we're making sure that we're looking at the best of the best of what's out there in hospitality and making sure that we outperform that. So what we're going to bring to the market is going to be wild.
No, and indeed, you seem to be in another expansion mode. As you mentioned, you got two or three resorts coming up, you know, and after a little lull, obviously, we've had the pandemic in the last year. So, but during the pandemic, you announced these other projects. So it's been interesting. And we're all looking forward to seeing what you will do next. And let's talk a little bit about, I mean, what is the you know, what will make for a luxury resort in the future, in your view? What are kind of some of the features and amenities that you think guests will expect that maybe we haven't thought about already?
So, if you take, there's a tangible and the intangible. Anytime you're designing a resort, the first thing is it starts with the real estate. So we never compromise on real estate. We have the best real estate in the Caribbean, and we have land banks that could probably take us through the next 10 years of development as we grow the brand. So what I mean by best real estate is meaning the beaches are usually west facing. So you get that sunset, which is tied to romance. They usually have an incredible barrier reef system or something to make sure that the water is not rough and choppy for the consumer.
Sure.
Stunning beaches and then amenities. So whether it be a golf course on the resort or whether it be the tangible of the gastronomic experiences, you know, food is changing. It's no longer just classic French and family style Italian. You know, sushi has become a mainstay. Pop-ups, you're seeing, you know, pop-ups, food trucks in very authentic. So the authentic experience through the gastronomic experience is critical. So we've been building pubs for years. What you're going to see in the next generation, you know, kind of Sandals 2.0 under my leadership is a tremendous amount of authentic experiences, but done at world-class levels. And so real estate, and then it's all the tangibles being the rooms, room design. Of course, we brought the over the water bungalows to the Caribbean.
Right.
What you're going to see in Curacao is a pretty wild rendition of room design, taking traditional rooms that we bought and inherited, sandalizing them, blowing them out, making them larger, doing all the signature features, the tubs indoors and outdoors, huge bathrooms, but then standalone villas. And villas with pools, and I can't go too far, but I got to tell you, you'll see some new stuff that you've never seen before in Sandals in Curacao. And you know, at the end of it, we must always be reminded as to who we're taking care of. We're taking care of two people in love that could probably go anywhere in the world. And what are the services, you know, from, as you mentioned, whether it be the butler service, the individual services, that frictionless travel for them to do anything they want to do in an unlimited and quality manner anytime of day.
And you said it, you know, if you can imagine it, maybe Sandals will create this, right? So it's going to be interesting to see what you come up with next. And now who is the target client? Obviously couples for Sandals and everyone, and plus families for beaches, but who will that, for that luxury included product, who is your target market and who will it be in the future?
You know, James, we are really focused on the sort of the diversity and the multiplicity of the Sandals consumer. So Sandals today sits as the world's largest bridal company. So there's no one bigger in the bridal segment in any business anywhere in the world. We'll probably do year 2022 in the order of 10,000 weddings on a resort across the chain, and close to 100,000 honeymoons a year. Mm-hmm. So the bridal segment, which tends to be younger, you know, we've been talking about millennials for such a long time now that millennials are now 40 years.
I know. You're a millennial now, and you're close to that right now.
I'm like right on the cusp between the generations. But we have the boomer generation that have been with us for years and coming time and time again. They're our most loyal customer. We have the X generation. We have the millennial, and then you have the Y and Z that's coming up under in the Beaches brand. But at any given time, there are three generations kind of equally set out, and they look through life through a different lens. They grew up, you know, with different levels of access and different levels of connectivity to technology, etc. So what we do in the center of it is we don't run resorts or design resorts that are catered to any single one. We put quality at the center. We make sure that the room design, the experiences on property, as we mentioned, We're well aware when it comes to entertainment that, you know, different generations may want to do different things at different times of the day or right. during the week. And we create environments. So you have very low dense resorts. So typically you're seeing a resort somewhere between 30 to 300 acres of land. The average resort's about 250 to 300 rooms. Some of the newer ones are getting a bit bigger, 400 or 500 rooms.
Right.
But you never feel, you check into our hotels and you generally feel that they're empty, even if they're full. And that's by design. That's to give you that privacy, that exclusivity. And then for calendar year 2020, you know, it worked perfectly for social distancing.
Oh, yeah.
So our product was really built for that intimacy and that privacy. So we keep sort of laser focused as to who our customers are, and then look into the next generation as to what their needs are and evolve with them. And you're going to see that come through heavily in the next generation of resorts that we're about to open.
Well, we're certainly going to be eager to see all that and more. Let's turn back to your father's legacy in the travel industry. I know it's a tough question since there is so much that he did. How should we remember him and his impact on both the resort and hotel business and also on travel and tourism as a whole on Jamaica and the Caribbean?
James, he was a visionary. He saw what many didn't see. He was a master of people and inclusivity. He learned from very, very young. People like Fred Kasner and to a degree Gil Hirsch and some of the early forerunners of selling travel and working with the travel trade, he taught them. George Myers in the Bahamas,
right,
who was a few years ahead of him, just taught him the importance of the travel agent and the travel advisor, which was something he didn't need to be told twice. I grew up in a household just understanding that connection. They were selling a product that even then was more sophisticated than much of the competition. Today it's far more sophisticated, the value of a travel advisor to explain it. But my dad was he lived in a world trying to outperform himself continuously, starting at square one. And he did it through his belief in the Caribbean and the beauty, his knowledge of it, his belief in the travel trade and their capacity and their ability to be able to execute and to deliver a product that was phenomenal, that was good for us as a business, and it was good for the travel trade community. And that's where I talk about inclusivity, is that he was always trying to find ways to get more people involved, to get, whether it be the airlines or whether it be, tour operators, but primarily travel agents over the years. And then investing in his vision. I don't know anyone that ever spent more money on building a brand, money that, that he probably hadn't even earned at the time.
Right.
And doing things to invest in people to make them specialists and professionals so that they could live, build and live a strong and successful life and business. And when I look back at my dad, he was a superhero to us,
right,
in just coming from such humble beginnings, growing up on a beach in Outreach, Jamaica. But that humble beginning is what gave him his superpower, because it gave him the ability to recognize the talent of the Caribbean. He taught a generation and beyond in the Caribbean that, the Caribbean is a developing part of the world that people say is third world. And there are natural connotations and stigmas that come with that. And he showed a generation that, Jamaica could, Jamaica and the Caribbean could compete at the highest international levels. And today Sandals is a top 500 brand.
Sure.
It's a super top 500 in the world, headquartered in Jamaica, run out of Jamaica, and its product is Caribbean, it's a Caribbean based, it's our sandbox. And there are not many people that had that belief system. As a matter of fact, many people just migrated and they gave up on their own dreams at home because of adversities. And he never did that. He was a massive patriot to the Caribbean and ultimately travel trade.
Absolutely. And certainly Sandals is, if not the most, but certainly one of the most recognizable resort brands, all inclusive or otherwise, in the world. Everybody knows what Sandals is. It's amazing how that grew up and how he developed that. Let's turn to you, though. I mean, now you're executive chairman. What goals do you have for Sandals and Beaches? What is your strategy going forward? I know you got some big shoes to fill, but you've also been at his right hand for the whole thing. So you probably got a little idea of what he was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, let me start by saying, James, my dad started this company when he was 40 years old. This year, Sandals is 40 years old.
Wow.
And this year, I'm 40 years old. So there's a lot of 40s in there. So maybe 40 resorts would be my target.
Okay.
It's a good place to start. My dad just did it one at a time. He came up from, as we said, a very humble beginning. He didn't have corporate structure behind him. He was a maverick entrepreneur on the front lines that just saw something and he went for it every day. I have had the good benefit of being able to stand beside him for the last 22 years and to backfill the company. I was made CEO in 2006 and then deputy chairman in 2016. And I had the good fortune of being able to build some of that structure in the back end. And then, there was 40 years of difference between he and I. So generationally, we're going to see things differently. And we're going to see things probably through the lens of our own generation. So from that vantage point, I've sort of said to my team, I said, I have nothing better to do than to be here and work night and day and to continue to build reports for customers that are going to blow their minds. So we have a ton of engagement taking place. So we know we have the largest and most powerful brand. We know we have the most the most powerful operational team, meaning the team, they're dreamers and then they're doers. And, you know, my dad was the magic mix between having the dream, but being able to build a team that could implement it. Implementation is usually where people go wrong and where they're unable to satisfy that consumer demand. So Sandals is the biggest brand. It's got the most incredible sales force working with Unique Vacations and the travel trade. And it's got the most powerful operational management company that runs the resorts. So in the middle of all of that, we have a development company that's building these resorts. And we have, dozens of dreamers that dream with me. So by my way of thinking, I have had the good fortune of being able to build a lot of that structure. So my job now is to be the dreamer and to surround myself with the kind of dream catchers that are going to make this happen and make this work. So my dad's fingerprints are all over the next four resorts in that with Sandals Duns River in Jamaica, what will become Beaches Runaway Bay, formerly used to be Super Clubs Jamaica, right, and then Breezes Jamaica. But the only thing we bought was a site. We're demolishing the hotel 100%. Wow. So we bought the beach. The hotel is gone. And then Curacao and St. Vincent. So St. Vincent being the first beaches in the Eastern Caribbean, that's a big win for us. An incredible site in an incredible country with an incredible culture that's undiscovered. So we keep the mantra where the real estate is most critical. We want to be in exotic locations, as I said earlier. We want to be in exotic locations that are undiscovered. We just happen to love that. And then at the same time, we're going to build concrete there and experiences that are going to blow people's minds. So, I feel like I've been prepared for this moment my whole life.
Right.
Being at Sandals was founded in 1981, the year I was born. I grew up with it as a sibling at the dinner table. And I have a personal desire to build my family's legacy and continue my family's legacy, my dad's honor. And also because this is what, we love what we do. Right. And that's where passion comes from. So as I'm here in Miami today, we're having all kind of conversations this week. And in the center of it, we're with our development team. And I'm just really proud to kind of give you a nugget to say that what we're going to bring in, what we loosely are calling Sandals 2.0, is you're going to know it's a Sandals all day long, but it's going to be next level stuff. And we're super excited about that.
Well, it must be tough because, you already have such a high level, high end luxury product. What do you do more? You just got to keep on going, as you said, 2.0, and find out what that is and implement it for your newest resorts, right?
Yeah, and the world changes. Everything changes. Gastronomy, entertainment, water sports, the abilities of what we can do in a scuba diving operation, all of it. And then, around the kids, kids today, when we were designing Beaches Turks and Caicos, the design meetings that we were having in 2006, which opened in 2009, it's a completely different world. So the water parks can never fail. So, water parks are always a big feature. Bowling, big feature. We've announced that we're going to be bringing glamping, the first of its kind, to the Caribbean. These are 4-bedroom suites that will, sleep 16 people in them. Wow, butler service, private fire pits. But it's more than that, because it's just, on the kids' frontier, there's such a revolution with technology, and there's a time for it. And then there's a lot of parents out there, and I'm one of them, that are looking to get back to old-fashioned organic play. So right, being in the great outdoors, under trees, breathing beautiful fresh air, doing awesome things, there's a time for the technology. There's a time to put it down. And then, just looking at the ingredients of everything around you. In St. Vincent, we're going to be able to get more fresh seafood than just about anywhere that we've ever been able to get before. So we're doing some amazing stuff with seafood restaurants there. And then, of course, Curacao, with direct flights in every day from the Netherlands, gives right, you that connectivity to the ingredients of Europe. So you're going to see different flavors and spices. So Curacao is Dutch, first time in the Dutch Caribbean. Yeah. It's right on top of South America. You can see Venezuela from it, literally on a clear day. And it's got the swag of the Caribbean. And you mash those three things up, in a genuinely devastatingly beautiful resort that we're sandalizing, it's going to be hot, and it's going to be next generation stuff. And it's not your everyday thing. And we believe strongly there's a consumer that wants to go to that next destination that most people don't even know about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's it sounds like, and it's just next year we'll see that. And just a little history for me, my kids were the first kids in Beaches and Grill years ago. Actually, they arrived before it officially opened. So they remember it. And now my son is now 31. So go figure, you know, I've sort of grown up.
When you talked about us walking back into our existing resorts and transforming them, we acquired the land beside Beaches and Grill. We were about to do another 75 two-bedroom family suites. And then we're doing 2, 3, and 4-bedroom suites on the beach. So going back into that hotel, we'll spend about $35 million on the existing hotel, transforming it, and then about $45 million building out the new wings and elements to it. And it's all in this conquest of saying, you got to keep evolving. Everything's getting bigger. The bathrooms have got to be larger. The rooms have got to be blown out. So Beaches and Grill is just one of, you know, of our 23 resorts. Sandals Royal Bahamian is we extended. We made a decision after my dad passed to keep the resort closed. And to do the kind of transformation that we had talked about, and I made the difficult decision to keep it closed until the end of the year.
Right.
And we're going to reinvent that product in a way that's just going to be, I have no doubt the consumers are going to love it. We're going to do some amazing.
It sounds great, and I'd love to go back someday to see it because we were there at the beginning. That was the beginning of the Beaches brand, and it sounds like you look at every resort and see what do we have to add, what do we have to go back and do. Now, just to go back to your comments about travel advisors, they still will remain essential in your business as a distribution mechanism, as a sales force, I assume, as we go forward.
I think they'll get more relevant than ever before. There was a period, and I always reference it because I remember it all too well, when the OTAs were coming on board and the internet, and the narrative was that travel agents were going to become obsolete, and maybe in selling a simplistic product to a degree that turned true. But in a product like what we currently sell and what we're going to be building out more and more, that's more, it's got so much dimensions to it. And it's truly complicated. By nature, it's complicated, meaning that it's got so many different things going on that it needs explaining, that a travel advisor being able to say, you know, they know the new destination of Curaçao, making it seamless for the customer to be able to get there, to be able to explain our product once we bring it to market.
Right.
I think the travel advisor is going to, I think the relationship between Sandals and Beach Resorts and travel advisors have their best years ahead. We're going to need them more than ever. We're going to give them high quality product to sell with the highest ADRs in the business. Everyone knows they make their commissions off of the ADR. Those who are focused on Sandals and specialized have become the most successful travel agents in the business. And I can tell you, we're going to outwork and outperform anyone in the competitive space on a go-forward basis. So the stability and the trust that's been built over the last 40 years between the travel trade and Sandals, it's probably the single most important part of this conversation.
Absolutely. And of course, what's happened in the past year is there were an awful lot of cruise selling travel advisors who couldn't sell cruise and suddenly rediscovered, if they hadn't already discovered, that, hey, you know, we have this all-inclusive product we can sell. So a lot of them, you know, some of your big cruise sellers turned into huge all-inclusive sellers.
That's right. And then using technology. So we're pushing heavily on technology just to be easier to do business with. And there'll be more to come on that. But in the next 12 months, there's going to be massive transformations. Much of it's going to drop and be implemented this year between our affiliate unifications and just being simpler and easier to work with. So some of the things that they've asked us to do for many years, I've prioritized them to make sure that we're easier to do business with. But at the end of the day, I think the smartest travel advisors out there know that Sandals is the biggest, most trusted brand. And that reputation was built, in a symbiotic relationship by them trusting us, us trusting them, but putting our customers at the center and making sure that we build product that when they go to our resorts, their expectations are exceeded and they go back and thank that travel advisor and they have a customer for life. And that kind of circle of life is something that is very much centered in my own thoughts and my leadership team that I've announced. And they have my total and full commitment that we're going to do great things together on a go-forward basis.
Great, great. Now, anything else you want to tell travel advisors about Sandals and Beaches today, about your father's legacy, and about your plans for the future?
Firstly, let me just wish them a belated happy Travel Advisors Day. You know, joined up with ASTO, which was really, really a proud moment for us. And Travel Advisors, I can't speak to the rest of the industry, you know, what airlines will do and what cruise ships will do, but certainly from a Sandals Resorts vantage point, we need their business, we want their business, we need their advice, we need their personal connection to their customers. In exchange, we're going to make sure and equip them with all the tools that we've traditionally done, pivoting more and more to digital so it's easier for them and more real time, and making sure that we are the easiest business to do business with. So I just want to thank everyone for their continued support, for the love that they showed my dad. I don't think there was anything that made my dad happier than being at being at our awards ceremonies, Star Awards, and recognizing travel agents. It's like a high school reunion. It's at one time every year that no matter what happened, you got back together, you appreciated one another, you know, a little bit of food, a little bit of booze, and a lot of love and respect. And I just want to thank everyone sincerely for the love they've shown my dad and our family, and let them know that they have my commitment. They all have my number and they all write me on social media. And right. we're gonna give them and bring some product to market that's gonna take away anyone that ever said the travel advisor wouldn't be relevant going forward. The product that Sandals is gonna bring to market is gonna prove to be the complete opposite. And we look forward to that future with them.
Well, Adam, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. It's great to see you again, first of all. Again, my sympathies for your dad, a great, great man, and you are carrying on his legacy and more, developing your own legacy as we head into the future for Sandals and Beaches Resorts. And again, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
James, thanks so much for the opportunity. Lots of love, and come see us in the Caribbean anytime. You're ready. We're ready for you.
Absolutely. Well, next time live, not Zoom, in the Caribbean.
Right.
You got it.
Caribbean is wide open. We're ready.
Okay, great. Good to see you.